AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A request by a coalition of 26 states to temporarily block President Obama's execution action on immigration has been okayed by a federal judge in South Texas. Correspondent Martin DeCaro reports this will let states pursue a lawsuit to try to permanently stop the orders issued to spare as many as 5 million people from deportation who are in the U.S. illegally.
The first of President Obama's orders to expand a program that protects young immigrants from deportation if they are brought to the U.S. illegally as children was set to start taking effect Wednesday. The other major part of the president's order, extending deportation protections to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who've been in the country for some years, was not expected to begin until mid-May.
This is President Obama's executive action on immigration. West Virginia emergency responders and environmental officials are on the scene of a train derailment about 30 miles southeast of Charleston. A train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil derailed, sending at least one into the river. AP correspondent Jonathan Maidis reports several train cars and a house caught fire, sending huge plumes of smoke into the air.
There's one house that apparently caught fire because of this derailment. Crews apparently had some trouble getting into that area, but we're hearing that nobody has been hurt.
Several water treatment plants in the area have been shut down. Customers from those systems are asked to conserve water. West Virginia was under a winter storm warning and getting heavy snowfall at times. The National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry says this latest snowstorm will spare New England the worst, but clobber the Mid-Atlantic.
We're looking at snowfall totals of 6 to 10 inches, and in some cases a little bit more than that, especially in parts of central Virginia through southern Maryland into southern Delaware.
Federal offices in Washington, D.C. will be closed today due to the winter storm. This is AP Radio News. A White House summit this week on countering violent extremism will not just focus on the Islamic State group. The AP's Carlotta Bradley reports.
While the Islamic State group poses a near-term threat to the U.S., an official previewing the summit says violent extremists come in all shapes and sizes. The three-day conference will highlight domestic and international efforts to prevent extremists and their supporters from radicalizing, recruiting, and inspiring others, especially disaffected young people. The conference is designed to share best practices and emerging strategies to prevent extremists from carrying out violence. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The season of Lent starts on Wednesday, making this Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras. That's busy Bourbon Street in New Orleans. There's been plenty of partying there overnight, leading up to the big Crew of Zulu parade, which is scheduled to start at 8 a.m. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.